referring back to our first public hearing, conditional use number 1765, Rick and Judy Falmsby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion, since we don't have a complete commission here, I would like to the consideration of fellow members in deferring this so Mr. Burton could participate if he so chooses. What, with that said, does anyone in attendance here on the commission have any comments about this before I make that motion?
Well, I don't have comments about your making the motion. I know that I did speak earlier with Mr. Burton, and he was okay with what the commission might render on this matter, given its location and limited scope. But that having been said, Mr. Smith, I don't have a problem with the conditional use being granted for family members. I'm concerned about us creating multi-unit housing in a rural area other than like a family compound as this has evolved. And I think in today's economy, it's not unusual to have multiple generations living in the same house. And I can understand the Falmsby predicament where they were in that sandwich generation of having to provide for an elderly parent as well as for a child and grandchild. So I hope that the commission would look upon it favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. No other comment, Mr. Chairman, regarding the applicant Rick and Judy Falmsby, conditional use number 1765. My motion is for deferral at this time.
Second.
We move and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1765, Rick and Judy Falmsby. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was